I also want to thank the Chamber, obviously, for hosting the event. Some key members from the city of Park Hills that are here, Zach Franklin. We have one alderman, or alderman, councilman, John Haggerty's here. I do see some department heads as well. So thank you all for coming. Thank you for our representatives, Senator Lobinger, Wright, Henderson, for being here as well, and all of the help that they provided to us over the years. Just kind of wanted to start off with, saying some progress and momentum that we have here in Park Hills. 2025 has been a year defined by alignment between public leadership and private investment, between long-term vision and immediate action, and between strategic planning and real results for our citizens. 2 years ago, the Park Hills Industrial Development Authority established a bold vision to execute the development of Flat River Commons, which some people don't know, but that is the racetrack out there by the Donnelly Lamar Trailhead, the Fairgrounds Project. It's been named all different sorts of things. The vision required partnership, it required coordination, and it required patience. Lots of patience. It's been vacant for quite some time. Through strong collaboration between the city, the IDA, and private investors such as Brock Grusenbach, which is here, Lance Sechrist, which is here as well, we developed a shared, Bryce is president of the IDA. We developed a shared plan and unifying strategy that alignment has now produced and transformed a transformation outcome. We are proud to announce that Amazon has committed to develop a distribution facility within Flat River Commons, representing a capital investment of approximately $30 to $50 million and the creation of 80 to 100 new jobs in our community. This project serves as the catalyst tenant for the development and validates the years of groundwork laid by our local team. It also positions Park Hills to build continued momentum as additional development follows. Economic growth is also about the maximizing of assets that we already have. In partnership with Capital Railroad, which relocated to Park Hills in 2023, and coordination from Union Pacific, we successfully activated the city-owned rail line within our industrial park. The agreement allowing Capital Railroad to operate the rail now provides service to local industries and enhances our logistics infrastructure. Seeing this critical asset put to work is another step forward, making Park Hills more competitive for industrial recruitment and job creation. While economic growth is important, so is protecting the health and financial stability of our residents. Due to our historic infrastructure, Park Hills has a significant number of lead service lines, more than many cities our size. A new federal mandate requires all impacted lines nationwide to be replaced within a 10-year window beginning in 2027. For Park Hills, that total project is estimated at over $10 million, a figure that could significantly impact ratepayers if not handled strategically. We are pleased to report that our proposed lead service line replacement project has been approved in the Missouri Department of Natural Resources intended use plan. I'm glad you guys are sitting down, because this approval makes phase one eligible for $5.8 million in 100% grant funding, which is a phenomenal start to our project. Without that grant structure, our ratepayers could have faced approximately $2.2 million in loan obligations, equating to an estimated $6 per user per month increase. And I don't know about you all, but that is substantial to some people that are on fixed incomes. Securing this funding reflects careful financial planning and advocacy on behalf of our residents. We look forward to the formal announcement and beginning this crucial work. We have also seen encouraging residential momentum. 2025 brought new single-family home construction, rehabilitation of aging housing stock, and the demolition of dangerous and dilapidated structures. These efforts are the result of strong partnerships with local investors who share our vision for neighborhood improvement. Importantly, several properties addressed through these initiatives had been correlated with criminal activity. Removing blight is not simply an aesthetic improvement, it is a public safety investment. safer neighborhoods create stronger communities. Our historic downtown remains central to Park Hill's identity. We are completing the historic preservation boundary survey necessary to advance phase two of a National Registry of Historic Places nomination for eligible properties. Historic designation opens doors to preservation incentives, tax credits, and additional revitalization tools, strengthening both private investment opportunities and community pride. Infrastructure planning remains a top priority. We are finalizing a comprehensive stormwater master plan that will, one, identify and prioritize stormwater challenges, provide a data-driven project roadmap, and integrate all stormwater infrastructure into our GIS mapping system. By consolidating water, sewer, and stormwater systems into one centralized GIS platform, we improve transparency, reduce emergency response times, and ensure future leaders inherit clear infrastructure records rather than fragmented data, which is extremely important. Good data leads to good decisions. In April, just like Deloge, Park Hills voter will consider a local use tax proposal. Under Missouri law, municipalities may adopt a local use tax upon voter approval. A use tax is applied to out-of-state purchases where local sales tax is not collected at the point of sale, including many online purchases. If approved, the local use tax rate must mirror the city's existing sales tax. Should voters approve this tax, revenue generated would support core municipal services such as public safety, infrastructure improvements, workforce sustainability, park system enhancements, and other capital improvements. The purpose of placing the measure on the ballot is to provide voters with the opportunity to decide whether to align local structure with purchasing patterns that increasingly occur outside traditional storefront properties. We encourage residents to review the information and participate in the April election. When you look at Park Hills in 2025, you see momentum built on partnership. You see public and private sectors aligning to national investment. You see infrastructure planning designed to protect ratepayers. You see neighborhoods becoming safer. You see long-term vision turning into measurable progress. We are proud of what is accomplished, but we are even more excited about what lies ahead. Thank you to our board members, city staff, community partners, investors, and residents who make this work possible. The state of Park Hills is strong and the future is bright. Thank you.